Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys may have seen the news. You may have heard the rumblings, the rumors. Yes, it is true. The great Eric Vessels, former president of What They Think and founder, has actually joined us at Tactful as our chief experience officer. And Eric, I'm going to be the first one to ask you, because first of all, once people understand what it is, they're going to understand what a perfect fit it is. But what the heck is a chief experience officer?
What is it? No, I don't know. But a chief experience officer to me is someone that is kind of like a CEO that is guiding the entire strategy. The chief experience officer is guiding the entire experience with everyone that has a touch with Tactful, right? So I'm going to be looking at and collaborating with the rest of the team on what is that partner's experience with us? What is that customer's experience? What is the customer of our customer's experience? What are people who just casually run into the brand? What is their experience? So all along the way, I'm trying to make sure that everyone that comes into contact with Tactful has a really great and awesome experience. And I'm psyched about it. Now, a lot of that is going to be very, very functional in terms of managing the training programs, managing like when we do software rollouts with a partner or a customer. What does that whole experience of getting them up to speed look like relative to collaborative meetings, trainings, all those kinds of things? But I'm really just going to be paying attention to the brand and what people are experiencing with that brand. And what I love about it is there's already such a solid established brand. What you've done already is there's not a lot of work to do from the brand side. It's more caretaking is how I see it. So, and you've heard me say this a million times, a brand is not a logo, a brand is not a tagline. Brand is what you do. A brand is a very functional thing, and it's how you bring that to bear in the marketplace that people really pay attention to, right? Because think about it. My old entrepreneurial venture and old job, What They Think, I always used to joke, what is What They Think? What does that mean? People thought we were a survey company. We could be anything. But you create the meaning behind that by what you do over long periods of time. And now, as you know, you say What They Think in the printing industry, and people have an immediate response to that.
Right.
Kind of like a Nike or an Amazon or,
right,
or those types of things. And Tactful is the same thing is happening for Tactful, right? Digital embellishment experts, right?
Well,
now software and how that empowers printers to increase their profitability and learn how to do those things.
Well, I think people don't necessarily realize, first off, that there's a certain level of serendipity to you and I's relationship, that it just seems the universe keeps pushing us in the same direction. And it was just, we knew this moment was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And I think that's something. But a lot of people don't realize that as we were starting our little startup here, you had always the right advice for us. You had always the right words to kind of shepherd us. And I think a big reason for where we are today has been for those little words. So I think, thank you, first off, for helping guide us and guide the company to where we're starting to climb a little bit, and we're starting to get the word out there. And I think it's great. So let's talk about experience. You are going to be running some important stuff for us, right? So what does a customer feel when he's working with Tactful or she's working with Tactful? What does a partner, what are their relationships like with Tactful and us, whether it's a distributor or a vendor or a manufacturer that we're working with? But I think most importantly, too, you're taking over the training division. So let's talk about training for a second. Tactful has a whole training program that's meant to making people who buy embellishment equipment successful. You taught me how to do workshops. You taught me. Tell me a little bit about your passion for training and why that's such a good fit for what we're doing.
So I think beyond training, I think my passion revolves around helping people work better.
Mm.
Right? It's that's kind of the best way to see it. And I think that's having been an entrepreneur for, a couple of decades, working with lots of different people in lots of different environments, I've just developed a feel for how to make that better, right? Like how to collaborate better. Obviously, we what they think was a completely virtual organization, so we had to learn how to use digital tools and collaborate. So when, I mean, COVID hit and everybody's just like, oh, we're working from home now. It's like, yeah, welcome. We've been here for like 20 years, you know? But through that experience, I really became very passionate about how do we best use our time together, whether it's asynchronous tools that we use in a work environment virtually, or whether it's we're physically together, how do we use that time together? And I discovered a technique called workshopping, and really just kind of fell in love with it because it's a superpower. I mean, it's an insane thing that I think needs to be brought to bear in business more, and specifically, obviously, within the printing industry that we love. But it came out of design sprints. It came out of sort of the tech world.
Yeah, Google kind of pioneered that, right?
Yeah, software development. And then it kind of merged over into actual business environments of like how to make people work together, right? Because in a meeting, you just call a meeting and you get a bunch of people together. And first of all, we've always been meeting averse at what they think. I mean, their meetings have a purpose.
Right.
But if you can't define what that purpose is, and define what the outcome that you want, it's rudderless. Like, you could just get on there for an hour and talk about
circular.
Yeah, it's just like, whatever, okay. And can we do a recap of the recap? those types of things. So when I discovered workshopping, I invested some time and some continuing education, cost me money to do it, but went through a course and really learned how to use these tools, whether in person, and in person it's a little bit different. There's like lots of sticky notes and there's a whole thing about it, and I look forward to like educating more people, tactful customers, partners, or really anybody.
Well, we've done a couple, right, and a couple of our training sessions, and the feedback.
We've done a live one together, and we've done a virtual one together, at least. Yeah.
So the virtual ones we did with our customers was funny because we went in there to teach them about embellishments, and they came out and they go, first of all, we've never been through a training like that, and number two, what you taught us went way beyond just embellishments. We're now applying everything that we learned across all the different outputs that we're doing. So I thought what you said was really interesting is that it goes way beyond. Obviously, we have a specifically tailored curriculum for embellishments, but it goes way beyond just that, right?
Yeah, well, the information, obviously, that we're going to be focusing on is digital embellishments, right? That's
right.
That's the information. But the container that it's in, the methodology that it's in, can be applied to anything that you do, right? Like these things, you could go in and get a group together and design a new product. You could go in and get a group together and learn how to sell a product better. You could go in and completely rewire your strategy, which you and I have been involved in a two and a half day.
You're doing now at the Tactiful, right? I mean, now you're applying what we're teaching internally to us and to our team and to our management and to our developers and everything. So.
For sure.
We're practicing what we're preaching, and I think we had a good idea. We're gonna do, what about this once a month open workshop for everybody? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think it's an awesome idea. I think what we would like to do is offer the methodology and the framework up by living it, showing an example of it. So we'll pick a topic that we're gonna workshop on. We'll invite everybody that's interested in that topic, and we'll run a 1-hour virtual workshop online, and people will learn about that topic for sure. But then my hope is that they also learn about the framework of workshopping, design sprints, how to collaborate more effectively as teams. Yep. If you were to ask me, like, and I was asked this actually a lot in the time period where when my time at What They Think ended and I was trying to figure out what I want to do, I was asked this question. I'm like, you know what I'm really passionate about is helping teams work better together.
Yeah.
So that's the foundation of what I view this chief experience officer role at Tactiful is to do just that, but specifically applying it to digital embellishment software.
Yeah.
And that part of the industry. So, I'm looking forward to running some of these because it'll also be an opportunity, you know, to continue on a monthly basis to very open and publicly sort of practice the thing that we're doing.
Listen, we're going to practice what we preach. If you want to jump on and see if we're full of smoke or if it's the real thing, then we dare you to come on to one of our Zooms and join a virtual workshop and see us actually walking the walk. And you're going to walk away different.
And I will place a dare and a wager that you will walk away learning something 100%. You didn't expect to learn.
100%. There's no look, you've been with us, we're Wednesday today?
Wednesday.
You came on Monday. Look how much we've changed inside the company from an experience standpoint on how we work in 3 days of you being with us. So God knows where we're going to be by the end of the week and by the end of the month. But
that's a testament to your culture, though. That's not just me. You've built a culture that is willing to go fast and break things.
Oh, we love that.
And you can't, as a serial entrepreneur, what I claim to be a serial entrepreneur, that's the number one trait that you have to have. You have to be willing to go fast. You have to be willing to break things. And then you have to be willing to learn and iterate. Yeah. It's a constant iterative process. And I've seen you do that. I've witnessed you do that since we first began talking about this venture that you ventured out on called Tactiful. So it's the culture. So I'm
a good fit.
I'm perfectly suited for the culture for sure, but it's definitely not just me, but I'm hoping to make a big impact because I think that's what energizes you. The end of the day, as you know, it's also about people. Right. So I think part of the experience that I want to make sure is very alive at Tactiful is the people and the experience that everyone we are doing business with and talking to in our circle have a good experience with us as people.
What does that tell you about our values as a company that one of the first, officers that we're bringing on is a CXO? I mean, what does that tell you about what we value, right?
You value the experience. You value, it's not just about business. I think having a chief experience officer early on at an early stage tells me that you value people internally and externally, because I'm not just going to be focused external experience. It's not just all about are the customers happy, are the partners happy, all that. I'm also focused on internal experience. How are we working together better, and how can we work together better? It's a cool role. It's different for me, but it also aligns.
Dude, it was made for you. It was
sort of
made
what I
for
did
you.
At what they think. Yeah.
I think this is the best possible role that you can play. I think it's going to be natural for you. And I kind of want to scratch the surface. You built what they think from practically nothing to what it became and what it is today. And you're joining our startup here. We're like 2.5 years in. What are some of the lessons that you think we should be learning, and what does some of that energy mean to you? What could we be doing moving forward to learn from your mistakes, if you've made any?
Gosh.
I know there's a lot of scars on your back, buddy.
There's so many. Oh my God, there's so many mistakes.
There's a lot of X on your back, right? A lot of experience.
There's a lot of experience. I mean, that's, the number of mistakes. I mean, I think, it goes back to what we said about don't be scared to break things. Yeah. Don't be scared to make mistakes. But what we always tried to do at What They Think was fail fast and fail small. Mm. Right. So if you're in a startup environment, you don't have the luxury of, typically you don't have the luxury of a lot of capital at the beginning. You don't have a luxury of established business that has a flow of AR and a P&L that's very stable and solid. So you have to fail small. You have to try things iterative, right? It has to be, minimum viable product. Put it out there, duct tape together, see if it works. If it's a viable idea, then invest, then double down. And I think that's what we always did at What They Think, right? We would just show up. Hey, let's do video. Well, let's just buy a cheap camera, show up and see what the response is. Fast forward 15 years, they've published over 5,000 video there.
Wow.
Like 1.3 a day. Like,
wow.
Right? So that worked. And then you can monetize that later with sponsored video series and whatnot. Wow. So I think, that if I'm to give the biggest lesson of what did I learn from my mistakes, it's that it's okay to make mistakes.
Of course.
It's okay.
We love mistakes. We learn from them a whole lot more, and we make the next iteration so much better.
If you're not making mistakes, you're not trying hard enough.
100%.
Safety safety, your comfort zone is a death spiral. It's a place you go to die.
It's dangerous.
And just having said that out loud, not, you know, doing my role at What They Think after 23 years and being in a new role with a new startup business, that's all uncomfortable on some level, right?
For
it's
sure.
all new, it's all right. But there's also, if you're an entrepreneurial type at all, if you have that itch, the lure of possibility outweighs the fear of failure. So I would say, yeah, make lots of mistakes. Don't be scared. Surround yourself with really good people who are better than you at certain things.
Oof, and I think we've done that, and we continue to do that.
100%, right? That's the collaborative experience. But if you're trying to surround your people with just folks that are going to do your work, or folks that you can delegate to, or get them to work 80 hours a week or whatever, so you can kick back or whatever, wrong answer.
Yeah.
I would say find those people that threaten you on some level and 100%. Collaborate relentlessly with them.
I love
like
that.
Like mad, right? Because then you're all going to be successful. And if you can, and it's about people.
Right.
The right people. I always say, and I know I've told you this in private discussions, I've got kind of a business book idea that I want to write around the concept of vibe and tribe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Find people that share your vibe. Right. And everyone knows what that feels like when they experience it, right?
Yeah,
you and
the same
I,
frequency.
You,
yeah.
You and I discovered it, what, 12 years ago at Drupa?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
When we first met. And then put together enough people that you vibe with to make a tribe. Now you've got a team. Now you can go forward. And I mean, this goes beyond business life, right? This is like your friend circles, you know, your hobbies, things you do outside of work as well. Is like, life's too short to try to force being, and there's too many people to force yourself to be around people you don't vibe with.
Yeah.
Let them go find their tribe.
That's right,
like,
man.
There's
that's
plenty
right.
of room. But that's the biggest thing in business that I've learned is like, find the right people that you like.
Yeah.
Find people that are really good at something, and potentially, and I would even say force yourself to find people that are better than you. If you can surround yourself with people that are better than you, there's no way you can't be successful in that. And that's essentially, you know, people are like, oh, I'm the face of What They Think. Like, there are several people that, like, What They Think doesn't exist if those people aren't involved.
Right.
And there's lots of them, and you know who they are. So, I mean, I would say those are probably the lessons that I've learned.
Those are
and
some
I'll,
great
I'll
lessons.
I'll learn more.
And,
sure.
and we will definitely learn. I'm looking forward to failing and succeeding with you and learning and getting better. And a big welcome to our tribe. I think there's no doubt that you vibe with us and people who know who we are at Tactiful and what we're about. I think a lot of them saw the announcement and said, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
It's just, a lot of people mentioned that it was a really good fit.
Yeah.
And it seemed that way for me. And like you said before, the serendipity of stuff, like you and I have talked just as buddies of like, wonder what we could do. Well, someday we'll do something. And then all of a sudden, you know, circumstance is like, well, here you go, guys.
Hey, the universe is delivering the opportunity on a silver platter. It would be a shame to pass it up.
For sure. But yeah, short story on Tactiful. What I hope to bring to bear is leveraging the wonderful brand that's already there, the relationships that have already been developed, but improve that the experience across the board that everyone has with Tactiful. People that know me, that see me around industry events, you know, one of the things I always try to do is sort of bring the sunshine, you know, like to bring the...
You are.
And that is, I think, at the foundation of like, what is that experience?
Yeah.
I want everybody, when they think Tactiful, it's just like, yeah, those are the digital embellishment experts, and man, they are great people.
Right.
Succeed.
Well, listen, buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a fun ride. We're going to have a good time. We're going to break some stuff, and we're going to invent some stuff. And those of you who are going to Printing United, we're looking forward to seeing you there. And Eric will be with us. He'll be able to meet with anybody who has questions on what we're doing at Tactiful, what he's doing as a CXO, and looking to partner with you, whether you're a potential partner or a potential customer. We would love to give you the best possible Tactiful experience with our new CXO. Eric, thank you so much for this time. Welcome to the team. We love you, buddy. We're so happy you're on our team. And we're looking forward to conquering the world together, my friend.
Thanks, man. Love you back.